those whom we don't particularly like. But the justification of waterboarding for the CIA director is based more on limited loyalties than on human rights. It is helpful to learn from Brody that even if the ticking time bomb scenario cannot be ruled out entirely, it does not follow that torture is acceptable in an environment such as that of Guantanamo, where preventive detention with less than full transparency and limitations on due process are taking place. And it is reassuring that in the framework of Halakha, the use of waterboarding might have to be defended in court. If a case did come up in court, and especially if catastrophic loss of life had been avoided, there could be claims of mitigating circumstances, if not grounds for exculpation. But this leaves the ticking time bomb case still standing, like a boxer retreating to a corner but not knocked out. After all, it remains possible that after defending the use of torture in exigent circumstances in a legal setting, a torturer who tried to prevent a catastrophe will be exonerated. What more can be said against the implication of the ticking time bomb case that necessity not only makes torturers of good people, but that they may be heroes? For one thing, there is a difficulty in that it proves too much, and it could be used to justify more than torture. Few rights can be said to be absolute. Alan Gorth had to work hard to come up with the right of a mother not to be tortured to death by her own child as a rare case of a right that could be called absolute. But the argument for torture in the ticking time bomb case might allow for a contrived situation.